ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas's top political leader assassinated overnight. Iran saying Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran.
Jerusalem not commenting on Haniyeh's killing, which came just hours after Israel claimed the assassination of a top Hezbollah leader in Beirut. Iran says an explosion on a regime residence killed Haniyeh at about 2 a.m. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei calling it Iran's, quote, duty to avenge his death. Israel closing its airspace 50 miles south of the Lebanese border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is claiming responsibility for the killing of a top military leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Less than 100 days until the presidential election, and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris says she will have an announcement soon on her running mate. There is a rally scheduled with the two on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Still more questions about the results of Venezuela's presidential election. The Carter Center says it's unable to verify results. This is it.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says schools need more mental health services. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Speed Awareness Day. Expect to see a lot more law enforcement checking for speeders. More than 100 agencies across the Midwest are adding extra monitors today, including the Wisconsin State Patrol. In fact, all available state troopers will be out to stop speeders. Data from WSDOT shows last year someone was hurt or killed in a speed-related crash every 1.3 hours. And the number of tickets given to people driving over 100 miles per hour has about tripled since before the pandemic. And the man police say groped a woman on a bike path over the weekend has turned himself in. We first told you about this story on Monday. Madison police say he was on an electric skateboard and surprised this woman, then assaulting her. Authorities had surveillance footage of him and posted photos asking for help identifying who he is. A 21-year-old man turned himself in. He was taken to the Dane County Jail. He's being charged with fourth-degree sexual assault and lewd and lascivious behavior. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers getting ready for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice in pads through tomorrow. They'll rest up Friday for Saturday night's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. Any chance Jordan Love's going to play in the preseason games this year?
Time will tell. I would anticipate him, what I told our coaches, I haven't talked to the team about this yet, but what I told our coaches was right now you got to anticipate all our guys are going to play at some point.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The Badgers training camp got underway yesterday. They're on the campus at UW-Platteville for the next 2 weeks. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves last night 5-1. Milwaukee's gone through 16 starters due to injury. They picked up a veteran right-hander, Frankie Montas, expected to start this weekend after being traded away by the Reds.
Definitely, guys are definitely going to miss. But, you know, just moving forward, looking forward to join my new team. It's kind of nice to have somebody out there that believes in you.
That's the Brewers' Frankie Montas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So he won't debate. But he and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me. Just be plain weird. Well, Donald, I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage. Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say,
oh, God, I love this campaign so much. I want to date it and kiss it and marry it. Oh, my God. What the was that last night?
That was amazing.
You see? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, that's the energy I felt in Atlanta. We had a little bit less than 10,000 people. But, oh, my God, Megan Thee Stallion, this energy in that stadium.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Right. That's sure. Whatever the kids say. She's fantastic.
Thee Stallion.
And she was great.
Oh, my God. I was watching clips and just, I'm losing the ability to process what's happening. It is, right? I mean, it's not just, you know, when you're seeing it in polling, and I know what we say, polls are bull until we like them. And so right. Now we like them. So now I'm going to report them all the time.
All right. It'll be Paula
Palooza. David said, it just occurred to me the Sexy Liberal Tour was like the opening act for what transpired last night in Atlanta. The perfect pitch of setting up the excitement without outshining the headliner. I mean, oh, my God, everyone was great. Senator Warnock, Stacey Abrams, it's just, and what's his name? Former lieutenant governor, who's Duncan, who's a Republican, was there, right?
Yeah.
He's endorsed Kamala Harris, and he said Georgia's back in play.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just, you wake
everybody's
up.
Everybody's back
in play. You wake up, Chris, all blinky, like everything is possible again. Oh, just me? Okay, anyway.
Every state is back in play now.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's amazing what's happened.
And Trump is chicken. Jody, oh, you weren't here last week because our slogan is we're not going back. Trump's is we're going back. I didn't get any better reaction from her than I did from you.
Or Sean.
I thought I would have a fresh audience.
Oh, Sean hated it.
We're going back. I think it's all right.
No.
Nobody likes me. Everyone hates me. I think I'll go eat worms.
No, wow. I mean, sometimes we like you. If you're funny.
You're very judgmental. This is a very tough room.
We like you.
I am used to that room in Atlanta. All I need to do is walk, and I get standing ovation in here.
Ugh. I heard from our HR department.
Yes, she got spam from the Stephanie Miller HR department.
Oh, really?
The head of the HR department.
Really? That's me. What did I say?
There was I was supposed to download
a form
that said, and the people that were highlighted in red were the ones being fired.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I wasn't told. Okay. Wow. Where do I start? First of all, yes, he is. I mean, that was perfect. Say it to my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? With your stupid trash talk. And she's garbage. She's a bum. Well, she's low IQ. Right?
She's nasty. She's
vicious. Oh, my God. Can I just say Trump just pooped his pants last night watching that?
Yeah.
Yes, Chris.
Well, did you hear what he said on Fox News last night?
He's in full-on Pee Wee Herman mode.
Oh, yeah.
Again. He is.
I'm not weird. You're
nothing.
Weird. That's exactly what...
It's exactly what he said. He's back to his old Pee Wee Herman strategy. He's got nothing. He's literally... That was his retort.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
She's weird.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
Is that what he says to Putin?
Oh, my God. Do we have to endure a two-part Laura Ingraham interview with him?
What are your pronouns?
Oh, he doesn't like to use pronouns.
No, pronouns are canceled, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to tell you that. He said, I don't want pronouns.
Don't tell the Bible.
I don't want pronouns, so pronouns are canceled.
So you have to use your full name every time. I just use you. I just use the pronoun. Oops.
Yeah.
So Stephanie Miller has to use Stephanie Miller's full name every time Stephanie Miller says Stephanie Miller.
Here's Kamala Harris's pronouns, Madam President. Get used to it. Maxi Pad Mussolini.
Don't tell anybody in the Bible.
He also did it. He did the Pee Wee Herman strategy. He said, I'm the opposite of a threat to democracy. They're a threat to democracy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
We are at infinity. Times 11 billion.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me? Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
A preview of the debate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love this thread so much, Allison said. So I'm a little high. And I'm having deep thoughts. We finally realized how to really fight fascism is when we unexpectedly found joy again. We found community and happiness instead of depression and fear, because it is scary and depressing. But when we started to smile and laugh, we realized their power comes from our anger and fear.
Yep.
They love to own the libs, thinking they're upsetting us. And when we laugh at their absolute ridiculousness, we take back our power. We win with joy.
Yep.
That is exactly what Sexy Liberal was founded on. That's exactly what was happening in Atlanta Saturday night. Oh, and the big announcement yesterday, New York City's this weekend, and then the big DNC Chicago show. And what else about Chicago, Chris? What else about it?
Do not despair. We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller. Sexy Liberal. Save the World. Comedy Tour. We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world. Saturday, August 17th from Chicago's Vic Theater. A live pay-per-view event starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these. Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. To black mama this country.
Yeah. Okay.
Special guests, Representative Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbank. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. Starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, August 17th. Don't miss out. Enjoy Sexy Liberal from Chicago at home. Details and tickets at meathook.live/save the world.
Woohoo! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. It's literally by popular demand, right?
Yep.
Dr. Elizabeth said, I just got my pay-per-view ticket for Chicago show. Thank you so much for making this available. H tweets, thank you for providing pay-per-view for your Chicago show. Ticket booked. We've had a rough couple of months getting a family member with dementia placed in a facility. We missed the Boston show. Thank you. There are so many people. That's why we were, it's really expensive to do pay-per-view, so we can't do it for all of them, but... we hear you, people that are just financially, physically, whatever reasons, geographically unable to make a live show. It's $20, and it's going to be in a make. There's more surprises to come, obviously, for Chicago DNC, and a lot of those will probably be
last minute on the QT. Listen to me very carefully.
I know you are, but what am I?
Okay, stop it. New polling shows Vice President Kamala Harris not only leading Donald Trump nationally, but nearly all the critical swing states. It is clear the momentum is on Kamala Harris's side. Wow, I'll say. I don't even know where to... By the way, Charlotte Clymer also said, I was just thinking several weeks ago that I really wish Gen Z could have experienced the joy of President Obama's 2008 campaign. sheer, unrelenting, unbridled excitement of it all. I will never think that again after this week. That feeling is back, and it is enormous.
Yeah.
It really is
it
true.
Is.
Look at Lindy Lee yesterday. It was like, I was just a baby during Obama. It's like, I don't, she was just a kid. Yeah, Bob said, sure, it's a lazy comparison, but there's something richly satisfying about Harris being hailed as the new Obama, given what animated Trump's foray into running for office in the first place. There's so many little, can we call it Carmela? There's a lot of levels of Carmela, right? It's like, you don't like black people, you don't like women.
Right.
Now, guess what? You get shoved up your ass.
Oh, goodness.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Carmela's coming, is all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
By the way, our free designers are working on some fantastic Carmela t-shirts for StephanieMiller.com. So you can fly your free flag.
Right.
It's not just Carmela. You can fly your Stephanie Miller show. So there'll be, you know, legions more Stephanie Miller show, true Stephanie Miller show fan stories.
Because sure.
You're like, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? You're like, yes, I'm obviously wearing a Carmela Stephanie Miller Show t-shirt.
I'm surprised we don't have an Ashwagandha t-shirt.
I don't think you can own a supplement.
You can own a supplement on a t-shirt.
Anyway, yeah, I literally am having a hard time processing what happens every day. But Atlanta was, it sort of summed up everything you were seeing in polling and feeling ourselves and anecdotally, you know, among people you know on social media. Dana Goldberg said, after seeing Kamala Harris rallies like that in Georgia, I wouldn't be surprised if we wake up one day and Donald has just decided to flee the country.
Yeah.
I keep saying this isn't anything can happen here, but I just, if this starts to feel like the landslide we think it could be, I don't rule anything out.
No, you can't.
Right? And J.D. Vance is just a complete unmitigated disaster.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that would, by the way, create a lot of the ballot stuff and all that stuff they were talking about us that's not going to be a problem, but it would be for them.
Absolutely.
But
did you see he was talking yesterday and the sign on the front of his podium kind of slipped?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was perfect.
And fell off.
And cue the Veeps, Curb Your Enthusiasm music.
Yeah, and his mic went out.
The mic is like, I'm done. You're going to say something else stupid.
I almost felt bad for him yesterday.
It wasn't like a one-time comment, childless cat ladies. It was, right? It was, oh, my God. People without kids are sociopathic. Mm-hmm. And oh, my God, I was just watching Mark Kelly on TV. He and Gabby Giffords couldn't have kids. They tried. Right? Because, you know, obviously the tragedy that happened, but they, I believe, were going to, you know, use IVF and blah, blah, blah. But, oh, my God, it is so hurtful and offensive to so many people for so many reasons. And he said it again and again, right? Yeah, tell Mark Kelly and Gabby Giffords they have no stake in America. I mean, it's just, you know.
Lindsey Graham doesn't. He ain't got no children.
Yes, what does childless cat lady Lindsey Graham say from the painting?
Oh, he said yesterday, I'm going to vote for J.D.
For J.D. I'm going to vote for him even though I shouldn't be able to.
Yeah, he was on CNN.
I'm going to pretend I'm his fainting couch. Winky, winky. I'll be his easy chair. Okay.
I'll be his tube of mascara.
Oh, my God, you guys.
All right, we'll stop now.
All right.
Hey, people really loved Super Chatty Gay Airlines bit yesterday. That was a super cat chatty gay flight attendant I had. Wow. Oh, someone else flew Dysfunctional Family Airlines. They got in between a family that was fighting and said that's worse than my Super Chatty Gay Airlines.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a toss-up between Screaming Baby, Transvaginal Bicurious Airlines, and also Super Chatty Gay Flight Attendant Airlines. Okay. Did I mention J.D. Vance is weird?
He's weird.
So it's Donald Trump.
They're both weird.
Yes. Wow. Can I just say, I think it's the Kamalov, the energy. Everyone is firing on all cylinders.
They are.
I mean, Rocky Mountain Mike is at all the sexy liberals at the Sexy Liberal Tour. Everybody's working next level. All the surrogates that are out there for Kamala, unbelievable.
And I love how we're working a little more blue, too.
Oh, we're working very blue.
Yes, we are.
America taking my lead. You're welcome, America.
We're not taking Rita Rogers' lead.
We're going to play the one from yesterday Rocky Mountain Mike just did to Shambhala, which is to Kamala. Amazing. John said, as soon as I heard the opening notes of Three Dog Night's Shambhala, I knew where Rocky Mountain Mike's genius was taking us on the Stephanie Miller Show this morning. This man is brilliant and surprisingly solid pop singer, too. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, so we will play that. We play that here last week. Next hour, everybody. All new audience.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to play that again because it was fantastic. Yeah, Randy Mayhem Singer said, I don't mind. They didn't mind being called fascist, but they don't like being called weird. Those are some weird fascists. Right? Even on, like, Twitter and Threads, people are just rocking it, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I need the thing before I can do the thing and all. All right. We have Man Meat Wednesday. Wow. We have extra Man Meat. Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Sells, Rocky, Representative Hank Johnson, fresh from his sexy liberal Atlanta triumph, will join us. Oh, my God. Can't wait to talk to him. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of rock stars, rock star phone company, Credo Mobile.
Yep. Jody,
feel free to expound if you'd like, Jody.
Jody's well aware of them.
You've been using them for 11 billion years?
So long.
20 years, you said?
Something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Because I know that up until now, right, we've been feeling like, oh, I'm just the one little itty-bitty person. I can't make a difference. You can.
Yes, you can.
Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values every month. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center. These donations have added up to over $95 million because of you. When you join Credo Mobile, you get everything you need from a phone company. Nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service, and you get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. It's so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Learn more at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Texties may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one when it comes to health. This has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Get high-quality paints and save big money on your next project now at Menards. Freshen up your home with a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with excellent durability and comes in over 750 Wunco colors. Save big money on Pittsburgh paints and stains at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Stephanie Miller.
That's a picture of me and of Senator Warnock. How fantastic was he yesterday? Hopefully he's going to come on the show. He was not able to join us in Atlanta, but man, his whole speech about writing a letter to his five-year-old daughter about what this means, and oh my God, amazing, amazing energy. Nicely done again, Hotlanta.
Yep.
Our friend Frank Conniff, a liberal helper, said, "Stop calling Donald Trump weird. He's not weird. He's a perfectly normal convicted felon who steals from children's charities, makes fun of disabled people, demands the death penalty for innocent black kids, and rapes women." Mm-hmm. Just making clarification. In addition to being weird, he's many, many other things.
That's right.
We should not forget. Okay. Lucretia in Milwaukee, the sweatiest of all church whores. Hi, Lucretia.
Hi, good morning,
Hi.
Everyone. Yes. So I'm
going to
church. Catacombs as usual. Uh-huh. Yes. So I just want to say the excitement from yesterday. I mean, I didn't get to watch all the rally, but I watched some of the highlights this morning. And talk about my chiffon was wet from excitement,
right?
Yeah. Energy, that energy, that crowd, and the line she said, "If you have something to say, say it to my face."
Yeah.
I almost passed out in ecstasy from the excitement of that quote.
Lucretia, did you see Nasty Woman is back? Nasty Woman.
Yes,
this is all he's got is old recycled insults. He called her Nasty Woman. Called her lying Kamala. That's lying Ted. Like, he's just got nothing.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, Stephanie, because my boyfriend's like, "How soon she'll be saying nasty?" I said, "It won't be long." And she sat there and did it. But I hope she takes that and spin it and says, "My name is not Kamala, it's Kamala, but it's Harris if you're nasty."
Yeah, there you go. I like. We're all liberal helpers writing new lines for Kamala. I don't think she needs our help, frankly. She is like killing it.
Yeah, she's good.
By the way, thank you. But we should say thank you, shouldn't we, Jody? We should show some gratitude for small favors. Jody and I are about to bust our political T-shirt budget. So thank you because all our Nasty Woman T-shirts.
I know, they're back.
Are recyclable now.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Stephanie Miller Show. Kamala shirts aren't even up yet. Because, we have to buy our own shirts. But anyway, thank you for recycling.
We get a small discount.
Don't you feel a collective exhaustion
If people are just sick of Donald Trump's just nastiness, his insults, his lies, he's just exhausting. And this is part of what I think this explosion of joy and relief is, you know, is that we have this unbelievable choice now, you know. Bob Seska is next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. America is in a mental health crisis. One in five people is suffering with a mental health issue. The pandemic really showed us just how anybody can be susceptible, but it can hit people of color the hardest. Data shows they're less likely to receive treatment and have far more barriers in their way to do so. Dane County has a new partnership to explore racial disparities in treatment and to improve outreach to communities of color. Danielle Mitchell-Vance from Journey Mental Health is one of the people leading the advisory group.
What can we do there? How can we address these barriers? One important key is go to the source. Include the source. Include the communities. Include our BIPOC communities in these conversations on how can we improve mental health.
Nationwide, there are 350 people for every one single mental health provider. They want everyone to have equal access to the care they need. For mental health resources, we have a story up on our website, mad.radio. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kraitlow of Up North News is in the guest host chair and a great conversation with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Drinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you.
vicious thing. She's got a fresh way about her. But now you have someone new, and this is going to be different. She could be good, she could be bad. I think she's going to be bad. I've watched her debate. She's very nasty, very insulting. But that's okay, because I'm very insulting also.
Yay! Saving money on t-shirts. Left and right, nasty woman is back.
It is.
God, he sounds kind of old and tired and, might I say, a little weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody
really
seems
old.
Super
really
jealous.
Old.
Somebody seems super jealous of what's going on with Kamala. Okay, could this be it, Joey? Could this be
it? Could be.
Kamala Harris wipes out Trump's swing state lead in election dead heat,
yeah.
According to Bloomberg poll. Oh, dear, look at that. Look at all of them.
All the swing states. All of them.
Okay, I need this guy.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, I love you, Bob Seska.
Oh, my God.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hi, you, Bob.
Hi.
You know, I am continually violating the Bob Seska rule. Don't get happy. I apologize. I can't contain it.
Get happy for a week.
Yeah, you're allowed. We can be happy. The bad word is the C word. You know,
yes.
The C word I'm talking about. Complacent.
Kellyanne Conway. Oh, I'm sorry. Different C word.
Don't assume. Yes. Toby Ziegler on the West Wing. If I see one balloon, no, we haven't won the election yet. Got to prepare. There's fascism on the ballot. We can't get complacent. That's the key.
But, Bob, don't you feel like that's part of what's driving this? It is the joy and enthusiasm. It's also fear. So I think people they understand the assignment this time,
yeah.
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the fear, I think, needs to be there as well as the excitement. And there's plenty of excitement. So I think it all balances out. But we have to bear in mind that there still is a chance that Donald Trump could actually win this election.
I mean,
if you're
being, you know, we're being honest, the thing for us, you look at you can't imagine that many people would vote for this guy again. I mean, he's a felon. He's a rapist. He's had a horrible, incompetent administration. On and on. Right? You just go, how is it even possible we live in a country where this is any kind of, you know, binary choice, right?
Yeah, we've got like 82 million very healthy voting citizens who are squarely in the realm of reality and facts and what we need to do to move forward as a nation. And then we've got all these crazy people that we have to deal with, all these weirdos, right? I'm going to throw that word in. Because might as well. And that's something we have to contend with. There's a cultural rot happening in this country where people have lost sight of what's important, what's real. I mean, from QAnon on down to just the basic rank and file Donald Trump supporters, completely out of touch. I mean, Jesse Waters was on Fox News last night saying that if you vote for a woman, if you're a man and you vote for a woman, you're transitioning to become a woman.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all they've got. I mean, so you're a P word if you vote for Kamala. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said scientists told him this. The scientists said. That's the most popular show on Fox News Channel, The Five, which comes on at 5.
Right? What's that sound effect we use? It's just like schlep car running out of gas. That's what it feels like. Trump and the Trump campaign and just, you know, hubcaps falling off. Like they just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the sound we used to use for the Truth Central servers, when the servers were always crashing. There it is.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the Trump campaign. There's that last hubcap.
You and I are trailblazers, by the way. We've been saying for years, he is weird. He is the effing weirdest human in the world. And now it's like, I love the framing. T-Pain threaded, Harris is cool, Trump is weird. Vote cool. That's what's happening. Yeah. She has that Obama cool. Someone did a montage, Bob, you would love this, of them dancing. Him doing that stupid double handy J thing, and then her dancing
there.
Joyfully with all these different groups. And it's just, it sums up everything, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so many weird things. We've been charting this going back to 2017, 2016, somewhere around there. I looked it up, and I wanted to find out when was the first time I referred to Donald Trump as a weirdo. And it goes back to 2017. I mean, no one talks the way Donald Trump talks.
Right,
he has the most bizarre I don't know, a syntax where he said, you know, he once said about Hurricane Florence, this is the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
Right. Uh-huh. Yep.
What is that?
People don't talk about waters. People don't talk about water's point of view enough, Bob.
Yes, he refers to hurricanes as water dumps. That's how he said it. He couldn't come up with the word hurricane, so he called it a water dump.
I remember.
That's weird.
I love people on social media just remember, because it's almost such a long parade of weirdness, you can't remember. I remember he wanted to water bomb the cathedral that was on fire, which would have destroyed the whole thing. I mean,
right.
He's just
right.
Weird. Okay, how about you point out, I can't, where is it, that response about Melania watching, she couldn't watch the assassination attempt, which means she either likes me or she loves me, I guess. It's just weird. It's weird. His relationship
it
with
doesn't make any sense. No.
Family's weird.
There's so many... Yeah, and it's not just Donald. It's the people around Donald. Like Melania's signature. I noticed this, and this is back when I was doing some research yesterday in terms of the weird thing, just charting all the weirdness. Melania's signature looks exactly like Donald Trump's signature. It's the most bizarre. It looks like that EKG jaggy thing that's very stabby. It looks like it's And Melania has the same thing. That's so strange to me. Why is that? We've never received an adequate... Just standing up. If you've ever seen a picture of the Trumps standing, and it's not just Donald with that weird lean that he does, it's all of them. They just look like they're pretending to be human. They're just learning what humans are like, and they're vaguely trying to imitate that.
They're like the Coneheads.
Men in Black.
They're the Coneheads from SNL.
Yeah.
We are from Remulac.
Potato grids, yes.
By the way, you retweeted Thomas Friedman, New York Times, Democrats could regret calling Trump and his supporters weird. And you said if Friedman's against something, you know it's the right message.
Exactly.
It's because it's working that they're like, that's not fair.
Right. I love this thing, too, that's happening. And it's not happening all over the place. But I know there are some liberals who are upset about the weird attack. It's just name calling.
People have a rod up their ass that has a rod up its ass.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure they're not listening to this show. They're definitely not listening to my show. Because this is the sort of thing I've been talking about with Cliff Schechter for a long time, that the Democrats need to throw off the gloves. And we don't have to sell out our values and our integrity in order to do it. We can create that balance. And I think weird is the great starting off point. I mean, Tim Walz, when he first mentioned weird on MSNBC, when he first popularized it, used it as a segue into all of the issues. He was talking about, these are weird people. They don't have a health care plan. They're terrible on foreign policy. Yeah. They're terrible on the environment. So it was like a great springboard into all the things. And so it's not the end-all be-all of the message. It's just one of many tactics in the broader campaign strategy. And I think that's what's being lost here.
Yeah. You and I have been talking about the Pee Wee Herman strategy for years, too. I mean, that's what he's left with. I'm not weird. She's weird. I'm not going to end democracy there.
It's just like no puppet, no puppet, you're the puppet.
Yes. Right. He's taking, just all these old recycled insults. And speaking of weirdness, you said John Cleese tweeted, has anyone ever seen Donald Trump laugh? Isn't that weird? And you said he occasionally goes, ha, when he's teasing or bullying someone. That's as close as he gets. What human have you never seen laugh? He's weird.
Yeah, it's that weird chuckle where he's like, he's teasing someone and he just goes, it's like in the middle going, shibby doobie doo, shibby doo. And that's the closest I've ever seen him to laughing. He just doesn't, he's incapable of human emotion. There's all kinds of stuff going on there.
And he's clearly like terrified. And it was pitch perfect yesterday, her saying, if you got something to say, say it to my face. You know, your stupid eighth grade insults, you know.
Here's another weird quote. I just thought of another weird quote. Nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly.
Right.
This is an actual quote that Donald Trump said this year.
Well, can say the same thing right now.
Nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly. No one talks like that.
No one.
And it's undeniably weird. And it's, you know what? His weirdness feeds his authoritarianism.
Yeah.
That's the problem with it. It's not just average, everyday weird like me. It's like this crazy, corrosive, toxic form of weirdness.
Jody and I were saying, we always say Jody makes everything weird. Or I make everything weird. Yeah. But there's good weird.
Right.
My friend once said about dating, we're all weird. You just have to find your kind of weird.
Right.
They're bad weird.
Yeah. There's a key. There's a distinction.
Speaking of debate, you retweeted The Hill said Trump says he'll probably debate Harris. I can also make a case for not doing it. And you said strong, decisive.
I mean,
he's clearly terrified.
Yeah, well, you talk about the cultural rot in this country. Donald Trump has a 60% rating on strong leader. And this is his answer on whether he's going to debate Kamala. I don't know, maybe not. I have no idea. Yeah, strong, decisive, very well done.
I think after yesterday's Atlanta rally, he's definitely not going to. You also retweeted Aaron Rupar. He said Ingram asks Trump about his comments telling Christian backers they wanted to vote again in 4 years. Trump responds by saying Jews should have their head examined if they vote for Democrats. Ingram presses him, and Trump doesn't exactly quell concerns. He wants to end elections. And you just said Grampy has no idea what the question is.
He absolutely didn't. He just went off on the same thing that he said at that Turning Points Action rally that he did. It was just the same response. And then Laura Ingraham is trying desperately to get him back on track.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw someone tweet, my favorite kind of Donald Trump interview is where the interviewer tries to un-bananas something bananas
yes,
that
yes.
he's...
And then Ingram and Hannity. Yeah, and he whiffs every time. It's like T-ball, and he's like,
yeah.
Oh my God! And then he attacks Fox News. They kiss his ass in these interviews, and then he goes and attacks them for not being, Trumpy enough. And it's just rinse, lather, repeat. It's hilarious. By the way, you retweeted. Is it me or does Kennedy John Kennedy, right?
Foghorn
Leghorn.
The Kennedy. Yeah.
Right. Get progressively dumber and weirder every time we see him. And you said, yes, worse than being dumb, Kennedy pretends to be dumb. It's his grift. He attended Vanderbilt, UVA, and Oxford.
Right.
He's up to his fake accent in academia. People smell fraud on J.D. Vance. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's a man of the people. You're a venture capitalist completely funded by Peter Thiel. And it's just, somebody said on TV, they're like, did they do no vetting at all? They couldn't have found all these awful things he said.
No. Don Jr. had a spidey sense about J.D.
And Peter Thiel.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
Yep. They did no vetting whatsoever.
No.
In fact, maybe they did some vetting, but they didn't care. They said, this doesn't matter because we're running against Sleepy Joe.
Right. I mean, it is, Bob, it's an incredible strategy, isn't it? He's too old, he needs to get out of the race, he's not allowed to be, he's too old, he's got to get out of the, he got out of the race. Now what do we do? What do you mean? You're right, no plan for this.
Yeah, Joe Biden hit that secret button under the Resolute desk that creates a trap door under Donald Trump. He just presses that button, doink, yoink, and then he, boom, right through the trap door. Yeah, didn't even know it. He's careening down whatever, tunnel underneath into a big pile of garbage, and a burning pile of garbage, in fact. And so that's the status of the Trump campaign right now. They don't know how the hell to confront all of this. They're just throwing everything up against the wall. And Donald Trump's recycling things he said about Hillary Clinton, recycling things he said about just about every candidate he's ever run against, every candidate he's ever tormented on his Truth Central feed. That's what he's doing. He's trying desperately.
And Bob, the theme of your show and my show and all the sexy liberals and the sexy liberal tour has always been taking back our power with laughter. And this is what's happening everywhere now. I mean, celebrities, everybody is getting in on it. And the Harris campaign itself is so smart and funny. And it just, they do not know what to do with this.
No.
I mean, I love this. Who's tweeted? I just saw a woman making J.D. Vance shirts that said, I did not have sectional relations with that couch. And someone else commented, that sofa king, hilarious. I love this version of the internet.
Thank you for saying that carefully.
Thank you. But seriously, it's just everybody is at the top of their game, whether it's, right from the Kamala Harris campaign down to, people on the internet. We played the Lance Bass thing yesterday. You played you loved it was from Midas Touch, she's a prosecutor and I'm a felon, and I'm Kamala Harris and I approve this message.
Yeah. Which is the greatest thing ever. Yeah. That needs to be a national campaign.
Yeah.
That needs to be on every television set. I don't know if they're called television sets anymore, but it needs to be on every TV, every screen in America.
I mean, they just can't win. This drives them crazy that all the cool people are on our side. All the cool celebrities, everybody is getting in the, that Jimmy Fallon thing was hilarious about Kamala Harris debating Trump, where, she's like, I'll wipe the floor with him. And it was just, but again, some of these things are 20, 30 seconds, but they're having such impact, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know the other one that he's wheeling out, trying to get to stick, is. Did you know she was 60? Yeah, she's 60.
Oh,
yeah,
she's 59. Yeah. First of all, I'm like, is that all you got? Oh, I thought she was younger. She's 60. First of all, she's 59. She turned 60 October 20th, and guess what we're getting her for her birthday? The presidency, bitch.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's
right.
All you've got? I thought she was younger. She's 60. So he gets her age wrong by 1 year and thinks like, oh, snap. You got her now.
He's thinking in terms of, is she too old for me to divorce Melania for?
Right.
Yeah. I think you're right. Maybe about 25 years too old.
I think she terrifies and excites him. I think you're correct.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he is definitely terrified. I mean, he dropped something on Troth Central this morning that indicates loud, loud fart noises in Bedminster. I mean, it's like a four-diaper morning out there. And the ketchup is
And God fine. Save the ketchup. Yes, all right.
Yeah.
Bob, you're just a delight, sir. You really are.
Oh, thank you very much. So are you. Yeah, same.
Sexyliberal.com.
Star Trek Las Vegas this weekend, by the way. Panel with Mary Trump and Mary McDonnell. We're doing a Politics of Star Trek panel on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Tell the Marys I said hi.
Be there. Okay, we'll do.
I'm friends with the Mary from out here. Ari, love you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love you, too.
All right, mwah. See ya. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Nature's Been. Okay. Bonnie and Clyde and I are, we've been basically pasted to each other's sides since Mommy's been traveling a lot for Sexy Liberal.
Right.
And I don't know where I end and they begin, or where it's just love, or where it's... I am their access to Dr. Marty's Nature's Plan. It doesn't matter anymore.
They think of you as the lady that goes out and hunts for Dr. Marty's.
Can it be love and transactional? I think so, Chris. Mr. and Mrs. Kizzes. I feel like at this point, though, I'm a little clingy. Like, I feel like if a dog could say, get off me, they would. But then they wouldn't get their Dr. Marty's. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world. Raw, freeze-dried. It's raw, freeze-dried superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious. Oh, I love the smell. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Get free bag.
Whee! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problems.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Bednarik, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing, she's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by...
Did you have some thoughts on PowerLife High Impact Protein, Chris?
Not at all.
Chris pretty much is like the plant in Little Shop of Horrors, just shoving protein in his face like 24-7.
I love protein.
Yeah. High Impact Protein. Tony Horton, P90X guy, discovered HMB. That's High Impact Protein. It helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Available in whey. That's what Chris uses. And Jody and I like the plant protein. It comes in delicious flavors, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, you name it. One scoop a day, bam, supercharges that muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. I mean, we recommend exercise too.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, HMB is your spotter, man. It's your sidekick. It's your little workout buddy.
Right.
Okay. Go to mypowerlife.com. Type in fitness. Save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply. All right. 57 minutes after the hour. New York, you are this Saturday with a cast of... billions. Oh, my God. Who's on panel? Ellie Mastal.
Everybody.
Malcolm Nance. Noel Kassler. Dean Obadala.
Ruth
Pundit. Dr. Doom. JoJo from Jers.
Good Lord and Butter.
Yes, Tim in Dallas is going to be. Tim in Dallas at Surprise. I'll be flying to New York to attend Sexy Liberals Night of 100 Stars.
It's exactly what it is.
It's a circus of stars.
It is. It's exactly.
Oh, my God.
Will there
God.
Be games?
Oh, my God. Get those those last tickets for Town Hall this Saturday. And then Chicago, the big one, the DNC show, is at the Vic Theater.
I can't wait.
If you can see it live, you got this show is incredible this year, especially with the, you know, the comma love. Karen in Chicago will be there with her spectacular rack. Hi, Karen. And now you can see Karen's
there,
you can see Karen's rack on pay-per-view. Pay-per-view also available for the Chicago show at sexyliberal.com. Go ahead.
Yes, especially if you grope me on camera. So I just want to say this, Chris, to answer your question about is that what Donald Trump says to Vladimir Putin? You know, I know you are, but what am I?
Right.
I would venture a guess that usually his mouth is full.
Karen, must you work so blue? The answer is yes. And that means Democratic blue. We're working every kind of blue this year.
And now a member of Congress.
Representative Ann Johnson of Atlanta next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Media World will take a look at Trump's new movie, Trump 2024.
And new tech items. Join us early in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.